You're listening to This Podcast is for Women, episode number 77, How Smart Feminine Energy Women Get Over an Ex. This is all about taking back your heart and your mind. And this all starts with gentle feminine energy awareness about what you're thinking and saying to yourself. My name's Adrienne Everhart, and I'm a feminine energy dating and relationship coach. I help powerful dynamite women find and locate and activate their feminine energy place in their body, because so often, powerful dynamite women, we are kind of stuck in masculine energy or boy energy. And when we're trying to get over an ex or call forth the man we're meant to be with or repair our current relationship, we're coming at it from like, how do I fix this? Instead of what am I feeling and how do I process these feelings in a way to really activate our masculine energy partner. So this is where a man can sense or feel something different about us in the way we're speaking and going about our lives and our relationship. And men really find it alluring because you're not challenging the man on his role. It's really difficult to kind of define in one or two sentences, but it will tell you ultimately the man gets really relaxed around you. And then you're also in your authentic body and you're able to really take back your power instead of feeling like, I always need to fix this. I need to solve this. I need to make sure that this happens or it gets done. It's really a place of a lot of anxiety for a lot of women. So I'm going to summarize real quick what this episode's about. It's also on my YouTube channel, so you can click the link below if you prefer to watch it. But this is about shifting your energy off of your ex, giving them space, allowing them to potentially pursue you again if that is meant to be, and focusing all your energy on them actually keeps you trapped in sadness, because you're trying to solve an emotional problem logically, but your brain just can't do that. That is a big one for powerful dynamite women who are used to solving any problem with their wits, their mind, their energy, their strength, their prowess, their power, things like this. A big takeaway in this episode is to really accept that you might not ever understand what happened, why it happened, and I really encourage you to stop trying to figure it out. You might as well, in some cases, try to solve the mysteries of the universe. We end up just really depleting ourselves of energy and stamina and all of our wonderful creative gifts and being a powerful dynamite woman. We deplete that because we're trying to solve an emotional problem that cannot be solved. I also tell you a little bit about bridge thinking. Now, bridge thinking is one of my most favorite tools to practice because it transitions your thoughts from the past to the future, and it really gets you to challenge what we feel are absolutes. Think of small ways to start feeling better, like confidence or happiness. Like before this episode rolls out, think about some ways that you do want to be feeling. Now, this next one is really about challenging the negative thoughts that I'll never get him back. I'll never find love again. I'll never have someone where it feels like this before. I really want you to begin working through these feelings. And if you need additional help in working through those feelings, I have an online coaching support. I have so many amazing women in there right now. Their world has just really been rocked by losing their partner. And they really want him back, but they're finding, you know, maybe this wasn't so right for me in the first place, because they're moving up these tiers, they're moving up these levels in their being, and they're realizing maybe this guy wasn't really supposed to happen. And in other cases, women do get their ex back, and then they begin reconnecting that relationship and working out what I call the terms and agreements. So there are so many awesome women in my group, and I have 5 other coaches. We teach classes every single week. We answer all your posts, all your questions. If you need more support during this really difficult time, you do not, I repeat, you do not have to go at this alone. you have support, and you have myself and five other coaches to really support you and help you work through your feelings so you can get better faster. The link to my online private group is below. So I hope you enjoy this episode, whether you watch it on YouTube or you just listen to the audio here. And for all of you that are listening to my podcast, I want to thank you to those who have rated and reviewed my podcast, whether you're listening on Spotify or Apple or wherever you get your podcast. Please, please take a moment, rate and review. It helps other women find my podcast, and it gives me a great boost in that I'm helping you and I'm reaching you with my message. Again, I really appreciate you rating and reviewing. I'm happy to do this podcast for you and my YouTube videos. I love helping women find their authentic feminine energy, body, and voice. So that is always my gift to you. I'm sending you much love, and I hope you enjoy this episode.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Are you yearning to reignite that flame? Longing for a second chance with the one who holds your heart? Look no further than the ABCs to Get It Back program, your beacon of hope in the world of relationships. As a devoted dating and relationship coach, I've crafted a roadmap just for you, an exclusive pathway toward rekindling passion, fostering understanding, and reestablishing the profound connection you've been missing. Your story doesn't end here. You don't have to spend another night wondering what went wrong or wondering what if. It's time to script a new chapter in your life. Discover the ABCs to Get Him Back program. It is proven to work and will bring you amazing results too. Don't wait. Visit my website, everheartcoaching.com, or click in the link below. Your happily ever after is within reach.
Three tips that are going to work for you right now to get over your ex. If you're still connected to your ex, if you still love your ex, you want him back, I'm going to give you three tips that are going to radically transform how you feel about your ex so that you can get them back or get over them. First, let me tell you, I'm Adrienne Everhart. I'm a feminine energy dating and relationship coach. If you are new to my channel, please take a moment and hit subscribe. And if you want to tune into my podcast, I have all of those links below. So let's get started. So this first tip is about how to shift your energy off of a man. I have spoken many times throughout the years in all of my videos about how to get your ex back, how to get over your ex. Now, what do I mean by that? How can you get over someone and then maybe also get them back? Well, an amazing thing happens in feminine and masculine energy. And that when you peel your energy off a masculine energy source, they can feel it. I don't care if you're 1,000 miles away. I would prefer that you date local. But even if you're 1,000 miles away, a man can really feel when your energy has shifted and you've no longer got a thing for him. He can feel it. It's less heat. He's out from under the microscope. So this gives a man like a little more space and safety to pursue you. But let's say you're just ready to like get your life back, get your heart back, get your mind back. This guy has taken up enough real estate up here and in here, and you're just really ready to get back to your rich, juicy, full life. When your energy and focus is on that man, you get caught up in a mental loop. And I talk about how your brain is not your heart and your heart is not your brain. Sometimes your brain can actually be doing things to try to help you that are actually harming you long term, but your brain doesn't know that. Your brain is like kind of like evolutionarily a three-year-old, or as some people call it, like a monkey brain. Your brain is actually focused on how can I feel the best I can instantly, like right now? How can I just bring back my happiness, get my ex back right now? And that doesn't work. And so we walk around feeling miserable for really longer than we ever really need to, because we keep listening to our brain. And this is where that prefrontal cortex has got to start pulling its weight and get you back on track in your life. So you're going to go from moping and feeling miserable to feeling like yourself again and feeling confident that your life is going to go on. Now, how do you get from here to here? You can't. You can't just say, hey, I'm over them and I'm better and I feel better and I'm back to my life. I'm back to me. And you want to learn how to speak to yourself and talk to yourself in a way that addresses the pain you're going through. Give yourself some comfort and some care for that grief you are experiencing, for the emotions you are experiencing, and then also choosing a new thought. So you might have a thought like, why did he have to leave me? I don't understand. Or I can't believe he hasn't spoken to me. And it's been like 6 weeks and I haven't heard anything from him. He won't write me back. So notice there that you're in kind of like this questioning mode, where you're going around in circles trying to figure out or solve a problem. Hey, that's what our brains do best. But our brains actually can't solve emotional problems. So once you understand that your brain can chatter and chatter and chatter and give you all of these reasons why you should call him, drive over to his house, or send him a letter, or buy him a gift, you know, call his mom, call his cousin, send him a message on social media. I mean, the list goes on and on of all the things your brain will tell you, like, we could do this. And then at some point, you might do a couple of those. And then your brain goes, okay, let's call this psychic. Let's go get a tarot card reading. You might do a little of that, and then that doesn't work. And then you're back to calling your mom, and you're calling your girlfriends, and you're driving everybody crazy because you're trying to process what has happened to you. You're trying to process an emotional event, and your brain just is not capable of solving this emotional problem. So how do we process trauma? How do we process grief? How do we get back to our rich, juicy, full life when we are in so much pain and we are so confused? The first thing I want you to do is understand that confusion is a big part of it. You're going to be confused. Nothing about this guy is ever going to make sense. He's with a woman that's half the woman you are. Doesn't make sense. Doesn't have to. We're somewhere here in the solar system and we have no other planets around it like us. We don't understand it. We don't need to. We can't understand it right now. You see, there are so many mysteries in the universe. So I want you to just understand, I'm not going to understand this. Thank you so much, brain, but I'm just not going to understand this. Let's stop trying. So now you're actually speaking to that part of you that's working on a problem. The next part is, where do I want to be? I'm thinking about this guy. I'm missing him. I'm trying to understand what happened. I'm deep in grief. Where do I want to be? So you might say something like, I want to feel confident again. I want to feel just a little bit of happiness. I want to feel like maybe there's hope for me in the future with a new guy. So now we're tiptoeing into the future. And how do we do this? You have to, on purpose, change some of the thoughts that you're saying to yourself. Because remember, the brain is just rapidly firing on what has continued to work and bring you anxiety and bring you stress, because that's how you survive. You know, fire is hot. You know not to touch it. And at some point your brain goes, okay, we know the stove is hot. We kind of trust ourselves. We don't have to keep telling ourselves this 100 times. So with a new relationship that's just broken up, or even a relationship that you've just continually been in that loop about, your brain's going to keep reminding you, the stove is hot. The stove is hot. Or we miss him. We miss him. We love him. Where is he? So your brain will keep working on it as long as you entertain it. But when you take back that power and you can say, okay, I hear you. What do I want to be thinking? What do I want to be feeling? That's when you interrupt that loop. Now, I teach something called bridge thinking, which is where, how do we get from miserable to feeling like a little bit better? So go ahead and choose what that better thing would be. Let's choose something like confidence. All you have to say to yourself is, it's possible I could begin to feel more confident about myself. I believe that confidence is maybe something I'm not feeling right now, but I might start feeling more of it in a day or two. Other times in my life, I haven't felt confident, And then later I began to feel confident. So all you're doing is offering yourself these little tiny tweaks in the right direction of where you want to be. It's kind of like when you have your phone and you put in maps and map says proceed to the route. And you're like, where the heck is the route that I'm supposed to proceed to? Well, that's what bridge thinking is all about. It's like, how do I get from here to here? You have to start with those small little thoughts, just thinking that this is possible. And also understanding, like, this is something my brain is telling me right now. I'm never going to find someone to love me again. It's just something my brain is telling me to keep me trapped right here, right now. Doesn't necessarily mean it's true. Trust me on this one. The more you deep dive into listening to your thoughts and challenging them very subtly, your brain will begin to ease back. An adult you can start to be in control. As always, feminine energy is about curiosity and leaning back and letting things take shape and form and seeing how you feel along that process. Now, if you want to learn more about feminine energy, I have so much more to teach you. So check out Fem Tools for Dating or my complete collection below or my best-selling ebook, 500 Ways to Talk to a Man. I hope this video has been helpful and gets your life back on track. You are a powerful, dynamite woman and you are worthy of an amazing, wonderful love. Sending you lots of love. Until next time. Bye-bye.